it's Pixie. Normally I wouldn't do, like, a talking before because, I don't know, I get this kind of nervous energy whenever I do a ramble fap. I guess it just feels kind of vulnerable. Which is just, it's kind of weird because I'm generally, like, not, in real life, I'm kind of, like, not shy about sex. But I am shy about talking about sex. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just when you're with someone that you know is attracted to you, wants to have sex with you, I find it very easy to kind of just let go, be vulnerable, and I don't know. I would describe myself as a very enthusiastic person in bed. I mean, you can probably tell by the audios that I do, because obviously, especially the improv, there's always a part of myself that leaks through, especially with, like, the most recent one. Like, I don't know, the whole line of the listener saying that they're scared. Like, I have had that a few times. But not kind of, more in, like, they're saying it in, like, a jokey way, because they can see, like, I'm extremely eager and very enthusiastic. And I think that just feels kind of powerful. Anyway, I'm kind of rambling and I'm already talking way too long. So I have a new toy that was very kindly gifted to me on my throne. I think it's advertised as, like, a G-spot vibrator, like a mini one, which, like, it, you can kind of tell because it's kind of curved. Maybe if I can remember the name of it, I'll put it in the description. But I've kind of tested it a few times because sometimes vibrators can be a bit of a hit or miss with me. But this one is definitely a hit. And it's pretty magical. It's kind of become my emotional support now. An emotional support vibrator. Yeah, so I haven't used it in the way that I'm going to use it now. So what I'm currently just wearing the purple lace panties. I think I have a picture of them. You have to scroll down. I think it's from I think it's probably from a couple of months ago now. But yeah, they're them, and I have a pillow, and I'm kind of gonna use it to grind on. I'm gonna put it in my panties and grind on the pillow and see how long I can take it. Because so far, it's, as soon as I come, I get very overstimulated very easily, especially when something's so intense. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. There probably won't be much talking from now on. But when I use it again, I have some ideas for how I can kind of incorporate it into an improv or something. So yeah. Let's get started. I'm gonna get in position and I'll cut this out, so the next minute I'll be starting it. Okay, how long has that been? Okay, so I'll probably say, if you want to skip the ramble, you'll have to move like 5 minutes or so. So let's go. And, you know, play along if you want to. Yeah. in my panties. I'm gonna turn it on now. Okay. I have to stop. I kind of want to keep going. I might die. I'm gonna lie on my back now. Oh my god. Take my panties off. And use it kind of with my legs. Spread. Even just placing it on there. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Probably go for longer, but I'll leave it like this for now. I hope you enjoyed yourself.